Excellent. So we want there to be pitch right away. So instead of and I don't mind if there's a little bit of that on the first pitch instead of that's too abrupt and quick of an attack. Okay? It's a lovely little bit of lullaby thing. Come this way, just a little bit of her. Thank you. All right. One more time, basses. That was better. Okay, good. I like that. That one wasn't blue in our face like that. It was just nice. Now, we all have to get everyone to have the same vowel shape and the same placement of where we're going to make that sound resonate. My cheek bones right here, I can feel the vibration and the buzz. See what you can do to feel like the sound is coming straight out through the cheekbones right here. Again. Again and go. Nice. That's what we need right there every single time. Okay? So it's not percussive interest, it's not boo, but just like you did. I like to see everyone's lips actually look like an ooh. Before, we were getting a little bit of this, which is probably the sound that I should be hearing if you're doing this. It's probably more like E instead of. So really round out those lips. Okay, good. Everyone, do your first four, your first note. So the first kind of four notes. Okay, right? Now, that the baritone note, we've got to get it in the right spot. Sing your note simultaneously and hear the chord. Ready and go? Baritone, and then there's the lead. Again, sing it ah and sing it loud. Ready and go ah?
Ah.
Again, and go.
Ah.
Now sing lu all together and go. Good. Now loo this way. Now one at a time. Good. Do that again and go. Isn't that nice?
That's really nice.
I'm going to back up a little bit more now that I don't have to worry about that yet.
You want any L on it, just a straight move?
I like that there's, but not everyone needs to do it. It just needs to be a touch, barely there. Whatever you did this last time was really nice. Just do that again. So it goes higher on that second edge. Is there basses or baritones? So the first one is down here, and then the second one is a third higher. Do all of it again, okay? All from the beginning. Again, and go. Do the second one simultaneously, loud ah. Ready, go.
Ah.
Again, go. Change between the ah and the loo. We went ah, at least collectively, maybe not individually, but have to have that same sort of resonance and brightness in the ah, ah, can't do that. Okay, second, let's go back to the ah second chord. Ready, go.
Ah,
second one.
Ah.
Come on, sing it ah, go.
Ah.
Yeah, fill. Shake the rafters. Again, go.
Ah.
Loo, loudly, but still bright.
Loo.
Now quietly, loo.
Loo.
Now the
This is the second grouping of the four notes, one at a time.
It has to be a little bit higher there, baritones. Gotta get that in tune.
Again, go. Good, now let's do the first two chords as written. So the whole intro now. Good. Now we're starting to use our ears. We're getting used to those chords. That's nice. Okay, now, we are way wonky in terms of like numbers and balance tonight, so I'm not going to worry too much about that, but the second entrance baritones, we still have to finesse that a little bit, still have it be nice and calm, okay? Think of a very light little breeze in a waving wheat field, so you just kind of have this sort of nice, delicate, gentle, wavy, okay? Let's try that again. Feel like pastoral, as in like, you know, countryside, okay? That feels nice. Now, when we were here with Melissa, what did she talk about during this introduction? Do we remember? Where's our focus? What are we doing?
We're focusing on you, but it's remembrance.
We talked about, was this the one where you wanted to sort of look up and pass me? That comes after, when the silver moves, okay? But what we need to have here at the beginning, though, is still a premonition, a foreshadowing, a something of what's coming about. So it's not a furrowed brow, but it's also not happy show choir faces either. So this has to be, put a picture in your mind. Think of something that you cherish. Whether it's a person, an object, something in your mind, something that just means something very, very special to you. And it's just this moment where you can see it right here in front of you while you're singing, and it brings this sort of sense of comfort to yourself. Now let's try this one more time with pictures. So in this space, if I were to tell you to look at something, look right where the kind of dark brown and the white in that middle beam, look at that spot right there where those two colors meet, and use that as your focal point right now. So we did our lulululululus, and then when you're looking up, it's a very slow, okay? And I don't want anything that's like totally choreographed. I don't want to say get from here to here by this beat. It needs to be organic and natural looking. But we do need to have a same sort of shared focus where we see things elevate. And it'd be great if the rib cage was elevated as we do this, as what should already be. Okay, but make sure that as you're going up, that your whole body is just opening. Okay? Like that intro. That was pretty, pretty good. Let's do that one more time.
Through the flood.
good. I can tell a difference in just our tone and the way we're singing. Just having that one little lift right there changes the way we've approached that. Now, when the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves, that's a lovely, lovely phrase. Again, one that should be filled with comfort and warmth. When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves, okay? The word leaves, however, we do this weird thing with the L sound, and it gets sort of flat and under the pitch, and we lose some of our intonation right there. And then the same thing happens on light. When her pale drowsy light. Okay? Almost as if you're saying night. Light. Okay? Night. Tip of the tongue on there. But if you go, if your tongue is scraping the whole roof of your mouth going, can't do that. Okay? So, can we sing when the silvery moon, and let's keep both leaves and light to have a touch of that L, and think about pitching that ever so slightly higher on those two L words. Here's the when the silvery. Basses, you have melody, and then it passes off to lead. See if we can hear that. Ready and go.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves, when her pale drowsy light over the field she goes.
Good. I'm going to not conduct once, okay? Want to see if we can organically feel this as a group. Back to when the silver. We're still under that much. What can you do to keep that in the right spot?
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves, when her pale drowsy light
have improved a lot. Okay, here's the next things that needs to improve in that little phrase. When her pale drowsy light over the whoa, when her pale drowsy light when her pale drowsy light over the field. Now listen to this. Fields she throws. There's a lot of flipping that tongue into the L shape that also pulls things down. More time. That was nice. I can't tell what the melody is at the very beginning of the song. Do you know what the melody line is? Well, no. When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves. That's the melody line to the song. When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves. Can I hear basses sing? When the silvery, and then leads, moon. Just whoever has the melody line, sing that. Ready, and go.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves.
Careful. Leaves. And not heavy and weighty. Okay.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves, fluttering leaves, fluttering leaves.
Okay, let it bloom. Again, ready, bass, go.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves.
Good, all on parts, but I need to hear that melody line throughout, okay? Everyone singing when. Ready? When. Ready? And sing.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves.
Good. That was nice. That worked so much better. So good. Try it again. Nice, nice. Ready? And go.
When the silvery shines through the fluttering leaves. When her pale drowsy light over the field
little bit on the peripheral still. Fields. There's just too much of that L starting to creep in. You have to keep it E for as long as possible. Over the field she throws. And if we do it right, I'll probably even lengthen the time, the amount of time we spend singing the word fields. But if we start to go to that L, then if I'm just going to go right on through. Okay? But I'd love to be able to milk it. Yes?
Just for those who are...
Yes.
The notes. When you're up there, you don't come down with them until fields she throws.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of red.
Yep. Keep that up there and just have that beautiful picture right there in front of you. Good, good, good. Thank you for bringing out the melody. Okay, we did much better that time about not letting the L words leaves pull us under. That was better. Okay, good. Let's do it again.
I'm going to go back here.
Right away, the C over again.
One, two.
When the silvery moon shines through the
pitch, way flat, okay? Warbles, got to get rid of that. Also, the nightingales are in the tree. Over here. This over here is the next part. The cooing doves are over here. Yep, nightingales over here, cooing doves over there. Okay? All right. Okay, that was good. I love what we did with the phrase. This time, it really, okay, it really worked when we did the, over the field she throws. That worked really, really well. I need to have a little bit of a crescendo leading up to the word over, though. When the silvery moon turns the fluttering leaf and her pale drowsy light over the field she throws. Okay, and then, and the nightingale, difference?
Yes.
Maybe this is kind of like what we were talking about
before. 7 years old.
Yeah, I know, right? Is it ch or ch? Yep. Okay. Warbles, warbles. Okay? Good. Good, 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 good. Okay, this time I want you to bring whole body involvement, okay? If you can do one with standing, if you're able, that'd be great. What I want to see is your entire body telling the story. So there's an intentionality about how your posture is speaking to us, right? Okay, just that when the silvery again. So here's a fresh.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves, when the pale drowsy light.
There's sound stops between light and O. There's this moment where we go, light over the... There's not a connection there, and the light has to lead us into the over. Okay, sorry. When her pale... Ready? Again?
When her pale drowsy light...
Okay, maybe another good spot for us. Now that we know where we are, can we try it again? Ready, and go?
When her pale drowsy light...
Basses.
Yeah.
E flat, please.
When her pale drowsy light, when her pale drowsy light, when her pale drowsy light.
Okay, you got to help feed that to us. Baritones.
When her.
Yeah.
Yeah. When her pale drowsy.
No, that's not right.
When her pale drowsy light.
So here, listen.
When her pale drowsy light.
Okay, baritones.
When, ready, and sing. When her pale drowsy light.
The third down.
When her pale when her pale drowsy light.
Again and go.
When her pale drowsy light.
I hear growl, growl. There's a real chewing of the diphthong in there. Can't be there.
When her pale drowsy light.
Again and go.
When her pale drowsy light.
All parts, when? Do you know where your pitch is?
When her pale from its center.
Ready, again.
When her pale drowsy light over the fields she grows.
When her pale drowsy light over the fields she throws. So that's your first pitch. And again, ready and go.
When her pale drowsy light over the fields she grows.
Good. I'm going to make light into two beats, and it's going to sound like this.
When her pale drowsy light oh, light oh, light oh.
Your turn.
There's the bass when.
Ready and sing.
When her pale drowsy light over the fields she throws.
Okay, that was better. Okay, good. Now, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. When the silver, here we go. Focus, where are you looking? B flat? Yep.
And the nightingale warbles, leads ready and go. And the night and the and the again and go. And the
no.
And
again and sing.
And the nightingale warbles, warbles.
Now give us a fresh one again, David. Ready? Again.
And
no. And again. Ready?
And the nightingale
wasn't under. Thank you for getting that up there. We went a little too low when we jumped down.
And the nightingale warbles
again and go.
And the nightingale warbles.
That was much, much better. We can still tweak it just ever so slightly, especially on the buzz.
And the nightingale warbles.
Okay, great. Can I hear with that basses?
And the nightingale.
Okay, here we go together. Ready and sing.
And the nightingale warbles.
Higher on that D flat.
Warbles.
Again and ready and sing.
And the nightingale warbles.
Thank you, baritones. Add.
And the nightingale warbles.
Daddy, that little half step right there.
right there. It has to be just a baby hashtag. Again, ready, go.
And the nightingale was.
Good. Now.
Was.
And pull it up.
Was.
Again, and. Ready, and sing.
And the nightingale was.
Again, now happy about it, and look over here. Ready, and.
And the nightingale was.
Hold the I. That's a trouble spot. We don't have the intonation from I to go, correct? Now, basses, it's a big octave for you.
I go,
not hard for you, but you're going to have to think upwards on the second pitch.
Yep.
I go.
Okay? And then where am I at leads?
I go.
Those three parts, ready to sing I go?
I go.
Gonna hear bass and berries. Ready and sing.
I go.
Yeah, but we're slightly under there. Basses.
I go. I go. I go. I go. I go.
Okay, again. Sing I go.
I go.
Center, here we go.
I go sad. I go sad.
That is one of the most sad sounding tenor parts.
I go sad.
They say that the half step movement is the saddest sounding in Western music. And there's tons of chromaticism in there.
I go sad.
It just pulls and yanks. Okay, try it again. And sing.
I go sad.
Yeah, when you pull on that sad, just like you did, that brings something totally different to it. Do it again. Ready and go.
I go sad.
Focus is back here on me, but what is our body doing in the lulus? What is our story at this point? What is the purpose of these lulus?
Changing emotion.
Changing. Okay? I did that just now to illustrate something. I was taking a moment to think and collect my thoughts, and I had that moment where I was pausing before I said the next thing. This lu is sort of the audible version of that processing moment. Okay? So we just went.
I go sad, you're healing.
This moment of somewhere hid, it means something totally different. Let's go back to "And the Nightingale Warbles." Here's an E flat for the basses. And ready.
Sadly, you're here.
this physically, but that's the motion. Yeah, there is some leaves. Yeah, there really are some leaves. Look at the leaves. Okay. Somewhere in those leaves right over there. Now, but it has to have that intensity.
Somewhere hidden the leaves. Somewhere hidden the leaves.
I don't really want to find that. Okay? Again, some.
Somewhere.
No, your S sound didn't make it even sound interesting.
Somewhere.
Again, and say.
Somewhere in the leaves.
Bass is along, ready, and go.
Somewhere in the leaves.
Good, hit, gotta go upwards. Somewhere in the leaves. Again, and go. Good. Bass and leads. Ready and sing.
Somewhere in the leads.
Oops, yep, you don't move here. There's a real song that does that. In the ears it does.
Somewhere in the leads.
I had to alter the melody in that one spot for barbershop. Okay. Again. Okay.
The real song.
All right. The real one goes. Somewhere hidden in the leads. We're going to do that.
Somewhere hidden in the leaves.
Again, ready and go.
Somewhere hidden in the leaves.
Good basses. Higher, loose leaves. Again and go.
Somewhere hidden in the leaves.
Run baritones. Ready and again.
Somewhere hidden in the leaves.
Good. Now. Love the crunchiness on the hit. Again, and go.
Somewhere in the leaves.
Good. And open up the word the so we have more space this way.
Somewhere in the leaves.
Again, and sing.
Somewhere in the leaves.
And don't rush me, though. If we do this the right way, we can have that rubber band stretchy moment again. Ready? Again.
Somewhere in the leaves.
Now that's overdoing it just a little bit, but really, it's that hid crunch that has to be there right away. Again. And go.
Somewhere in the leaves.
Yeah, so if you give me a little bit more baritones on the hid, we've got it. Again. And a go.
Somewhere
center with you. Ready? Again.
Somewhere hidden in the leaves, do softly cooing doves fill my heart with delight, filled with delight.
Can we let the final light rest and arrive. We did really, really nice. That was good. Ooh, I like the hid. It was good. It sure wasn't a fluke. Let's do it.
Somewhere, where am I at in the music? I want to see where we are. I can't find it. Where is it?
15.
Oh, 15.
Thank you.
So somewhere hidden in the leaves.
Here we go. One. Two, ready.
Somewhere in the leaves.
Good. I didn't want to have to direct, but I will to keep us together. Here we go. Again, and go.
Somewhere in the leaves.
Now.
Too softly cooing doves fill my heart with delight.
Direct it once. Can we do it? See if we can keep it together. I'd really like to not have to do quite so many gymnastics.
Especially if we're looking at
that. I know, right? Yeah.
Somewhere in the leaves, too softly cooing the
got to be turning away. So we've been over here. Then it's
come down.
Yes. Do I turn away? Turn to shadows that are darker. In my eye is but one tear. Okay, so we're over here, and then yet, do I turn away? Turn to shadows that are darker, and then in my eye, let it rise up out of the ashes. It's our phoenix moment. All right. Good. Start at somewhere hit again. Before the yet, it's a change in attitude, it's a change in story. Okay? So we went filled with the light. Lu yet. Lu yet do I turn home. Lu yet. Okay? I don't know where a good place to start. How about just somewhere hit again? That seems to be a good spot to go. We're doing that first somewhere hit much better now. Again? Yeah, something didn't come along. Do that again. Come along with me. Sense that it's going like this. In my eye. So, in my eye. Okay, let's get a fresh pitch in here. Is that E flat?
That's E flat.
Okay. In my eye. So we're a little lower than where we should have been. Okay. Sing. If you were doing what you're supposed to be doing physically, should be. Sing one. Go. Sunshiny one. Again, and go.
In my eye is but one.
Be careful. No, the vowel is wrong. No.
Careful, careful.
That was better on the one-tier stuff. That was working really, really nice. The first word, that in. It's not that I want you to sing een. I don't want it to be like some, like we're trying to do Latin or something. But right now, it feels like we push it. In. Instead of in. It has to be that. Instead of thumbs pushed down, pull it up like this. One, two. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, fresh bit.
Two. Ready.
In my eye is but one.
Vowel. Yeah, now. We gotta find a way to make that entrance, and it's not but it's whole.
In my eye is my one tear, but one.
Again, it's that half step.
One.
All tearful intervals. Okay, keep yourselves loose. Keep yourselves loose. One more time. In two. Again and go. Great, but be careful that the ending is not too much American R. Like that. Okay? So much better on the butt. That was really, really nice. And the barbershop seventh chord on the tier, right where we ended, so nice. It really worked well. Now, we have to talk about what our bodies are doing, what the story is. Okay? In my eyes, but one tear.
Ooh.
You know, there's something worse about one tear than if you were sobbing uncontrollably. There's something just painfully, yes, about one single tear streaming its way down your cheek. So when you're singing,
in my eye is but
got to be something there the whole time. I'm liking the end much better. We're not doing this so much anymore, so that's nice. Lift it up.
Yeah. Thank you. That was beautiful. That was really nice. What happens on the next summer?
We're actually going to look at the audience. We're all vision. We're going to smile.
Yeah.
Like rosy dawn through the depths. By that time, we should be looking straight up.
You are telling me, pick one individual that's like straight out there and actually sing to one person.
Don't look at the judges.
Yes, yeah.
Look at the audience.
Right, out there. Something that's like kind of like right at your eye level. Just pick them out.
You can watch the judges. Well,
yeah, we want the audience involved,
but we want the audience.
Yes, it's
judges.
Okay, good. So let's go somewhere, where O-Vision, that's where we are, I think, right? Is that where we are?
That's where
yes, we're O-Vision, okay? Now, Noir, and where? Where O-Vision? Where O-Vision? Two, ready, and.
Where O-Vision, whose smile streams like the rosy
I have never yet found the right way to get the sound I'm after on the smile. The smile never sounds like it's a smile at all. It sounds just very dead. And I think it's because of some of the timing. It's the meter in which that word happens. But we sing, where, O vision, whose smile streams like the rosy dawn. It sits there, and that sitting has no growth or personality about it. Where O-Vision, whose smile streams like the rosy dawn. And see if we can build it.
Here's a fresh E flat. Again, ready?
Where O-Vision.
Maybe if the lead up is not quite that slow, that will help too. Again.
Where O-Vision, whose smile streams like the rosy dawn. Through the depths of my soul, where undeserved are you?
Good. I purposefully tried to keep the tenor part where it should be without having the flat. But me up here, and you were down lower in pitch. Okay, we got to keep that going up. Okay? Okay, here, my bass is only. Where O-Vision? Here's a B-flat. Sure. Or, I mean, either one would be fine. Where O-Vision is smile. Ready, and go.
Where O-Vision is smile streams like the rosy dawn.
Yeah. That won't work, because that will never get back up all the way to the pitch if we do that little glide in there, okay? Where O-Vision, whose smile streams like the In fact, I would say basses, don't even sing the R. Let the other people do the R. Where O-Vision, whose smile streams like the rosy dawn. Don't let that R, so we don't get that record player starting up. Can I hear basses and leads? Two, ready, and go.
Where O-Vision, whose smile streams like the rosy dawn.
Yeah, the longer you held dawn, the pitch started to sink. It's a little bit lead. Okay, all parts, two, all and go.
Where O-Vision, whose smile streams like the rosy dawn.
Bigger. If we're going to take that pause and that breath right there, you got to knock them with that. Where on this earth are you? Okay? Okay. Much improvement on the dawn. Thank you, Leeds. That was great. Well, again, where O-Vision is smile. Two. Again. And go.
Where O-Vision is smile streams like the rosy dawn.
Here we go.
Through the depths of my soul.
Things. Where on this earth? Where
still, Dawn. Thank you, Leeds.
That's much, much better.
And the O is working really well on Rosie Dawn basis, too. Again, and sing.
Where old vision whose smile screams like the rosy dawn.
Here we go.
Through the depths of my soul.
Sing it. In my eye, and no heartburn this time.
The second burns. Split.
Yes, that's right. It burns me. It burns me. We're splitting the center and looking out and away. Yeah. Shoot. If we can get to that, that'll be great. Let's get the pitches first. Here we go. In my eye. Fresh E flat, if you would. Two. I'm ready and sing. Two. Again and go.
In my eye is but one tear. It burns me. Burns me apart.
Good. Can we not let anything decrescendo until we get to the pond? Otherwise, it loses. Okay? That was much, much better than the stuff before. We've got, I know we are unbalanced tonight, but we must be careful on It Burns Me. You got a little weird in our mouth there. Okay? Let's try it again. In my eye. Two. Ready and go. We went back to that dull muddy. Come on. Again and go. Same time. Okay, go back to the first. My G, my. Here we go. We hold the final chord. Do you think we could have gone even longer?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now I'm going to try it this next time. Good. Oh, that takes a lot of work, doesn't it? 4 pages and I'm wiped out. Okay? The penultimate measure, the second to the last measure.
Then this one. It's that bum. It's that chord right there. Who has the loo? Is it the baritones? Because you just stay in one note. It's actually the leads. I need you to kind of finesse that a little bit. Okay, can we go back to my G? Here's a fresh E flat. My G, my people that are pretending to be tenors with me, thank you. Can I do tenors and baritones in our little duet? They just went, mine, red cheek, and I need to hear our duet, and we have to move together. So just sing my, and then you're off on cheek. Leads, here we go. Good, I'm just like, I'm. Every time we do that, I'm like transported to like Sound of Music in the Alps or Heidi. Yeah. Okay? Do that one more time. This time, keep singing and hold your post there, leads. Here we go. I spent a lot longer on this. I didn't need to do this for like our entire night. But, oh man, this is the work that we need to do to get us ready for October. There's some really good stuff, guys. I wish that we could copy and paste our best attempts at each section all together.
You got enough pages.
You can
do that, can't you?
For me, maybe I'm incorrect, but I feel like our biggest struggle is that we do not stay in the song all the way through. We don't think about every... You know, performers make it look very simple. When they are up there on stage and they are performing and emoting and doing their thing, you don't realize that in their brains, they're thinking of all the hundreds of little finessey things and all the details and the way that they have to place things. And that's actually what they're thinking about, even though on their face, all you're seeing is, oh, they're having so much fun. No! They are up there and they are worried. Every minute that we are up here, you should be saying, what is the vowel sound? Where does that have to be placed? Where am I, like, maybe deleting an initial consonant because it's making me go flat? All these little things. You actually have to do that every single time. Okay? It's not good enough to do it just in the section when we stop and work on it. It has to be there for the performance. Okay? And I feel like that's where we're not there. we sing the song, and we maybe even start with the intro, but then we kind of get into the words and stuff, and it just kind of feels like we just sing it instead of actually working at it and performing it. What you got?
Did you mention that last week when I was a coach?
Yeah.
You check out. We know.
Right.
You can tell. And audibly, orally, our ears know when we're not there. Okay? So we need to fix that. I'm not going to run this anymore because we've benighted ourselves into the bush. So let's let the doves have some peace and move to something else.
One comment?
Yes, please.
The recovery from burns me is on the loose, my cheek and the loose. And the only other move that I have written down is on the last move. We went back to the
Yeah.
So put those in your mind.
Yep. And we're going to be working on this. We're going to be working on this again, not this next Monday, but then the following Monday, Melissa is back. Okay? So this next Monday, we'll be working on reminding everyone where to look and doing some run-throughs of that kind of stuff so that when she comes back 2 weeks from now, she can hopefully see some improvement and take us to a whole other level. Okay? Great.